Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy world we call life. Ever feel like your brain's a broken record player stuck on a loop of negative thoughts? You know that feeling when you wake up already stressed, or those pesky doubts creep in and try to steal your joy? Trust me, I get it. We all have those days. But the cool thing about Stoicism is it gives us the tools to not just deal with these negativity monsters, but actually turn them into opportunities for growth. Today's episode is all about overcoming those negative thoughts and emotions that can drag you down. It's about learning how to take control of your mind instead of letting it control you. Stoicism isn't about being a robot who never feels anything. It's about understanding our emotions, acknowledging them without getting swept away by them. Think of it like this. Imagine your thoughts as clouds passing through the sky. You can choose to watch them drift by without attaching yourself to them, or you can let them build up and block out the sun. It's all about perspective, right? So, what are some practical ways we can start silencing those negative voices in our heads? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a master of your mind. 1. Recognize and accept your emotions. First things first, acknowledge that it's okay to feel negative emotions. We're human, not superheroes. Trying to suppress them just makes them stronger. Imagine trying to hold a balloon underwater. Eventually, it's going to pop back up with more force. Instead, recognize these feelings, name them, and accept them without judgment. This doesn't mean you have to wallow in them, it just means acknowledging their presence. Think of it like a weather report. Hey, looks like there's some rain coming in today. You don't panic, you just adjust your plans accordingly. Challenge your negative thoughts. Once you've acknowledged those emotions, it's time to take a closer look at the thoughts driving them. Are they based on facts or just assumptions? Are you catastrophizing, imagining the worst case scenario that probably won't happen? Stoicism encourages us to ask tough questions about our thinking. It's like being your own internal detective, digging for evidence and separating truth from fiction. 3. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what's within our power, our thoughts, actions, and attitudes. Think of it like this. Instead of stressing over things you can change, channel that energy into making positive changes in your own life. 4. Practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, taking time to appreciate the good things in your life can make a huge difference. It helps shift your focus away from negativity and towards what's truly important. Start a gratitude journal. Take a moment each day to list things you're thankful for, big or small. It could be as simple as a warm cup of coffee or the laughter of loved ones. 5. Seek wisdom and connection. Surround yourself with positive influences, people who uplift you, inspire you, and challenge you to be your best self. Read books. Listen to podcasts, engage in conversations that expand your understanding of the world and your place in it. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a woman who's feeling overwhelmed with work stress. She's constantly replaying mistakes in her head, worrying about deadlines, and feeling like she's drowning. But then, Sarah decides to try out some of these stoic practices. She starts journaling her feelings, challenging her negative thoughts. Is this really a catastrophic failure or just a learning opportunity? Focusing on what she can control, her work ethic and attitude, and practicing gratitude for the supportive colleagues she has. Guess what? Things start to shift. Sarah's stress levels decrease, her perspective changes, and she even starts feeling more confident in her abilities. By applying these stoic principles, Sarah takes back control of her mind and transforms her experience from one of overwhelm into one of resilience and growth. So, there you have it, 5 powerful tools to help you overcome those negative thoughts and emotions. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about progress, about showing up for yourself day after day and choosing a more positive, fulfilling path. Are you ready to take charge of your mind? I know you are. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these stoic insights. Let's spread the wisdom together. Until next time, keep on striving, keep on learning, and keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.